It's making me, it brings a surprising amount of happiness for me to open up the computer and see all of you sitting here and attending, being part of this. And so I feel very grateful that this is what we have together as a community this way. So the idea is to do a little meditation here. And in the last meditation, I talked about how there's two things, kind of this idea, there's two things happening. There's what's happening in our relationship to it. And sometimes we can have a sense of stability in our experience, in our physical experience, our emotional experience, our mental experience. It just feels like it's stable. But it's also possible to have stability or steadiness in how we relate to our experience. And that way, with the swings, the highs and lows that can happen in life, there is a delightful and rich and way in which how we relate to it is stable. How we relate to all the ups and downs has a steadiness, and it's the steadiness of practice, that no matter what happens, that we take refuge in the practice, just showing up for the next moment, or showing up for this moment, and this moment, and just bringing mindfulness to this, bringing mindfulness to this. And one of the ways to be to lose the stability or the steadiness of practice is to be involved in retrospective thinking. Something happens, and we start thinking about it. Oh, this, or in some of the thinking about it is we think about what just happened, but we predict what's going to happen in the future. So it's kind of like looking in both directions, anywhere but the present moment. And but without retrospective thinking, or if we just keep showing up for the practice and doing the practice, it's kind of like going for a long hike, maybe up in a mountain that's a tough walk or something, and all you do, you're asked to do is just take the next step. And you know that if you stop walking, you're not going to get up the mountain. So the only way is to take the next step, And so sometimes that's how it is in practice. And it doesn't have to be like going uphill. It can be just delight, this freedom to just not be held back, not to be caught in the immediate past, not to be thinking about the future. Just keep showing up in a kind of fresh way for how the present moment unfolds. And so the stability or the steadiness of doing the practice, that really counts. And I think of it a little bit like another analogy is the prow of a boat, the bow of the boat that's cutting through the water. And it doesn't stop by the water, the water gets pushed off to the side, And a little bit, we just stay in the present moment and let the present moment just keep washing off the sides of the Dharma boat. Not dismissing it, not pushing anything away, but just so we can be present for the next moment. And the next moment might be very much like the one that just happened, but the delight and the joy, the steadiness of just holding the course with the practice. And one way to do that is to have the mental noting, to use a very quiet, soft mental note in the mind that just kind of is there to help you show up for the next moment, And it could be simply, like with breathing, saying yes, yes. It's like a yes to the next moment, whatever it might be. And it isn't like agreeing that it's a good thing or even accepting it. You're saying yes to showing up, not yes to it, whatever it might be. Yes, I'll show up for this. Yes, yes. And after a while, you get this, that becomes steady. Then there's a lot of equanimity, a lot of kind of ability to just ride things through and ride things out. And things are allowed to be as they are, but it's the steadiness of the practice that moves the Dharma boat through. It doesn't stop. So that's the little bit of instruction for this sitting. So taking an upright posture. And upright is also metaphorical for a posture, whatever posture it is that allows you to, with your situation in life, allows you to be optimally present here. And so then, closing the eyes, and if it makes sense to you, you have a gentling of your inside. Bring a gentleness, a softness to your whole inner life. It's this inner life that becomes alive with Dharma practice. And to take a few deep breaths, and as you exhale, exhale for a little longer than usual, but with a sense of gentling the heart, gentling the mind. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, where the deep breaths are a reminder that this is the place where attention, this is the place for the Dharma boat, here in this body, at this time. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And then for the next five breaths, just practice this showing up for the breath. No matter what else happens, show up for the inhale, show up for the exhale to feel it. Kind of like you're just kind of holding steady for five breaths. And then you can do it one more time. You can count your breaths five times. But see if you could kind of maybe adjust internally, letting go of any resistance or boredom or ideas you can't do it or anything that's kind of like dragging you down from showing up for the next inhale, the next exhale in a very simple but fresh way. Just this, just yes, here for this. Five breaths. And then just imagine that as you keep showing up for the breathing, you're not rejecting anything else, you're not pushing anything else away, but you're also not picking anything up or getting involved in any thoughts or feelings that come along. You're just holding the course through the water, staying with the breathing, one breath after the next. And then if something else becomes really strong, then say yes to that, to recognize it before you come back to your breathing. But see if you can stay with your breath, one breath at a time, a steadiness of practice. Perhaps the image of a boat pointing itself towards some destination in the distance, pointing towards the harbor returning from sea. That you have your Dharma boat, your mindfulness, your awareness, pointed in a straight direction, and the direction is now, here. But the image of holding it straight, a continuity, a steadiness, a stability, gently, softly, through the water, to now, and now, and now, letting the waves of thoughts and thinking just wash off the side, not to reject anything, but rather not to pick it up. Hold the course steady. So then in a few moments I'll ring the bell to end the sitting. And you might, if you're inclined, to allow each of the three bells to be heard. Just really take your time. Don't let the first bell just kind of give up the mindfulness. But stay attentive to see what happens to yourself as you hear the bell and as you get ready to open your eyes after the third bell.